One year ago, amid much hype about a possible revolution in portable computing, Apple CEO Steve Jobs unveiled the iPad. With more than 14 million sold, the tablet continues to help redefine computing. But tablet computers have been around for a long time, and interacting with information but without a keyboard is not new. In 1993, Apple released a device called the Newton. Around the turn of the millennium, there were several flavors of Windows-based tablets. For perspective, we spoke with Rob Pecoraro, who writes the Washington Post's Fast Forward tech column.
Well, the prior attempts, people had decided before, let's start with the desktop operating system. We'll take Windows, we'll add some extra software components to it so it works with a touchscreen, and we'll give you this four-pound, $1,000 tablet PC that requires you to do things like right-click and use a stylus. And yeah, you can use all your existing applications, but, you know, really it's like taking a laptop with the keyboard sawed off. And with the iPad, Apple's very deal is let's take a phone operating system. Mm-hmm. So it's already optimized for simple touch gestures. There's no stylus needed. And yeah, you can't run the stuff you'd run on a Mac, but that's okay.
Apple is by no means alone in the tablet marketplace. While the iPad leverages the success of the operating system behind its popular iPhone, there are a number of competing tablets using the Android operating system, including this one called the Samsung Galaxy. Not too far behind is a tablet by BlackBerry using its proprietary software. According to Forrester Research, tablets may account for almost a quarter of all computer sales by 2015. Analysts say tablets pose the biggest threats to laptops.
That might be overstating it a bit. I think what is going to happen is that laptops are going to have to act a little bit more like the iPad in terms of having much better battery life. I don't think they're all going to adopt, touchscreen interfaces, but some of that simplicity, that lighter weight.
Whether they're counted as personal computers or a different category altogether, tablets appear to have created a niche in our technological lives.